Here's a thought about the perfect camera. I was watching a YouTube video this morning, and the speaker kept using this phrase, the perfect camera. He was discussing a new model that has just recently been released, and questioning whether or not it was the perfect camera. And of course I thought, perfect for what? Doesn't it make sense that different cameras will be perfect for different use cases? And the idea that there's going to be one camera that's perfect for all use cases is sort of a fantasy. Every camera has some compromise to it. And a perfect camera, I suppose it depends on how you define perfect. If a perfect camera is 100% efficient in 100% of the use cases, dream on. There's never going to be that camera. Every camera ever made in the history of photography has compromises built in. It's perfect for some things, adequate for other things, and maybe totally inappropriate for other things. But yet, that's not how manufacturers and advertisers and whatnot want us to think. I think they're trying to push us into the idea of the one camera that does everything. And the longer they can perpetuate that myth, the more it prompts you and I to keep searching, to keep looking, to keep shopping, in the hopes that the next model will be the perfect camera. Seems like to me, the answer to the question about a perfect camera is how you use it. Is it adequate for your needs? Does it accomplish what you need it to accomplish? Does it minimally get in the way of your success? Does it even help facilitate your success? What more can you ask for in a camera? But perfect? That's marketing jargon. And the minute I hear someone talk about the perfect camera, the perfect lens, or the perfect anything, I know it's hyperbole, because in the real world, perfect doesn't exist. But of course, usable, excellent, feels good, love it, all those things do exist. But they're all personal opinion.